This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The question says, this is a long one, but I'll read it. It says, let's say there's a man out here that has been in a relationship for over 8 years and has a beautiful baby girl with this woman. He's helped raise the baby girl from birth while balancing being in the streets, being in and out of jail, but always made a way, always made a way. This woman does not cook more than once every couple months or clean at all. She doesn't clean at all. She doesn't know his favorite things or interest, but he knows everything about her. Red flag right there.
For real.
She's always been on multiple trips overseas without him or the child and made excuses as to why she didn't communicate while abroad. He then finds out.
She's communicating. All right. Go ahead.
He then finds out that this woman has been talking about him poorly behind his back to her friends and actually steps out on him. Big surprise. Now, she's voluntarily throwing ultimatums his way, like, if you do come back, there's limits, or if you come back, I need a ring. My question for Rashad and Ian is, how do you guys feel about this situation? And what should he do?
You did. You did. In the words of my boy Rashad Bilal, you did. This is so layered, but so easy. He messed up from the beginning. Let's talk to him like this is our friend. We just at dinner. Okay, number one. How you start the relationship in the beginning, I'm assuming. And then you have to realize, too, like, what you do for the child is different for what you do in a relationship. Like, sometimes being a father is a thankless job. But if in the beginning you were the one chasing her, calling her, texting her, putting in all the effort, truth is, bro, she just don't want you. Like, if a woman won't cook or clean, knows nothing about you. And I told y'all about them little solo trips overseas. Y'all said I was being misogynistic, and she was communicating with somebody. On that balcony. I hate to break the news to you, my boy. Your girl went on a whole trip overseas. Like, have you seen Tuscany and Lake Como? It looked fake. It's in 12K in real life. Magical. But how you start and structure the relationship is key. There's nothing you can do. If a woman gets to a point where she's giving you an ultimatum and she's already been cheating and stepping out on you, why are you still even talking to her? Like, you got to have some hard boundaries about what's a no-go. Not get people mess up, but you're being disrespected. She doesn't care about you. She won't cater to you. When a woman loves you and really cares about you, she'll cater day one. That's crazy. Well, but what do you think?
I mean,
that's crazy. She don't know nothing about you.
Shout out to the question, because it was detailed, so I appreciate taking out the effort to actually, you know, ask for some advice. But sometimes if you have to ask the question, the answer doesn't matter. I think that you probably already know the answer to this question, right? Yep. If you've been with this girl for years and you have a kid together and she knows nothing about you or doesn't care about your personal interest, she does not cook, she does not clean, she goes on trips without you and doesn't communicate on the trip. She's cheated on you. It's documented that she's cheated on you. She talks about you behind her, you're back.
That's a bigger problem. Yeah. And the girls in the group chat laughing while she getting her back blown out, and they making fun of you. She put the baby on you, and then.
So the okay, there might be a deeper layer here, right? So he's been in and out of jail, right? So this might be a situation where he needs her to have somewhere to live, right? Right. So he's putting up with things because she might be somebody that has a stable income, stable job. He's in and out of jail. So that would lead me to believe that he probably doesn't have a high level of stability.
Yeah.
Which goes back to what we said. And now you have a child together. So it's like, this is your last option as far as actually even having somewhere to live. This goes back to, okay, don't move in with a woman. Yes. This goes back to power dynamics. This goes back to having your shit together before you even get into some shit like this, because
have an ambition.
The only reason why you're even entertaining this is because you need her. It's not because you want her or you love her. She's disrespected you. The love should have been out the window a long time ago. The only reason why you really even entertaining this is because you need her from a financial standpoint, from a stability standpoint, from a home standpoint. She knows that, and that's why she's doing the shit that she's doing, because she doesn't respect you. She knows that she has all of the leverage. That's a bad situation. So for men, for you guys, never put yourself in that situation. But there are a lot of people that are in similar situations.
They're doing it. Yep. And for these fellas who think you're just going to live off a woman, this is always the outcome. A woman may believe in a vision and may give you a year, 2 years if you're lucky. But at some point, you got to produce and you got to put some points up on the fucking board. I feel sorry for you. I'm sure you've gone through a lot. I'm sure you're probably a great dad, but the power dynamics thing is real. Like, no woman wants to grow up and have to take care of as a man. Like, there isn't that much love in the world, if we're going to be honest about it. Like, very few people are going to let you be with them 5, 6 years. Shit, you see Janae putting pressure on Big Sean for a ring. Big Sean got his life together, going to therapy, doing a little sound bowl shit at night with Janae. Like, he's popular, famous, and rich, and he's going through it. I know a lot of times you fellas get on us about going back to balance, and life is a lot smoother if she's walking into your place, know that you have ambition. Like, anybody that I've ever dated, like, I never had to have them tell me to go to work. It's just certain shit y'all are just violating. And then you're wondering why you're not being respected, but you're not respecting yourself. And I'm not a street ninja, never have been. Shout out to those of you who are. But if you've been in the streets, go get it out the mud. Then find a way to go legal immediately, because that racket's over with. So it's tough, man. A lot of y'all sending these kind of questions, which leads me to the other conversation. What should a guy do if he's lost his girl and he's trying to get her back, but she may feel that she is better than him? Is that possible? Can he glow up and save his family in time? Same kind of dynamic. What do you think?
She's better than him as far as what? In life, like her social status, her money. I don't feel like you can gain. I feel like once somebody doesn't respect you,
it's over with.
The only way that you can, the only thing that you can do, separate yourself from the situation
and glow up in it.
Grind so hard that now they have no choice but to recognize you from afar.
Facts.
That's it. But as far as like me trying to prove to you, like, no, I'm worthy of this, and like, nah, I'm not, they don't respect you, which that's okay. Everybody doesn't respect everybody. That's okay. But I'm not going to go out of my way to try to gain the respect of somebody.
Yeah.
I will work on myself to the point that now you're going to have to respect me or you just look crazy. But
yeah,
if you were somebody and you said the woman doesn't respect the guy, he's trying to gain the respect back, it's a waste of time, my boy. Waste of time, my boy.
And a lot of times, fellas, I'm going to be real. quit trying to play catch up and do the things that you need to do every day so you don't end up in these situations, bro. Like, it's a lot of disadvantages to, like, dating a bad bitch that, like, we talked about. But one of the advantages for sure, like, if you've had one, is, like, when you see them put themselves together and how long they take to get ready, it gives you a little bit of respect. So, like, imagine a girl have hair and body day, and she put deep conditioner and Olaplex in HLA to make her skin glow and eyebrows and eyelashes and all this shit. And you ever watch a girl do a light beating of makeup and she cry because it didn't come out? She wants to wipe all that shit off and put it back on. And you come out with some fucking 1996 Janko jeans. Like, why do y'all think y'all can be dusty and just because you're a good dad, she gonna stay? Nigga, she is on Instagram looking at Stefan Diggs gonna pop up. Trouble. Ja Morant. Two Pistol Pete, trouble. When Travis Kelce cut off that KKK mustache and bowl cut and get back with black women after this contract up, a trouble. Please put it in the chat. You are in competition with every man on earth. Y'all are make fun of him for putting clothes together, right? And then won't put no clothes together. And then your woman would be like, "That, why don't you?" They'll do it subtly at first. "Hey, but baby, you know, maybe not the hoop shorts today." "No, baby, I'm just around. Even go to bed, fly. Put on some." Once again, I knew y'all was fucked up when y'all made fun of me on Instagram for showering twice a day and wearing cologne. I said, "Oh, your shit in shambles. You think a girl want to put the gua sha on her face for 5 minutes and a fucking J roller and you come out the house looking dusty with no ambition?" Bro, y'all can do what y'all want to do. Crazy. And work hard every day on your craft. Not only that, but also being calmer, more patient, more peaceful, loving, stoic, emotional intelligence, conflict resolution. These are all this shit goes together into one layup package.
The lay package.
Come on, man. Package. That's why you ain't getting laid.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.